Like, I just, no, no thanks. At least bees have the decency to die if they sting you. Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Well, you've already heard the horrible story about Maddie's experience with the spiders, and if you haven't already, you should go check that out, because this is the I have a theory as to how it could have happened kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do we remember what the original one was called? I still haven't found it. Is it a creepy childhood spider story?
Yes, a creepy childhood spider story, because
I
am nothing...
It is episode 161, folks.
161. I am nothing if not accurate with my titles.
Absolutely. I mean, it made it easy to find, so...
It's true. Especially because there's a spider in the thumbnail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a follow-up to that. And I have a theory that I had been working on for months. And by months, I mean not months. I can't tell you how long because I've forgotten, but it doesn't matter. Basically, spiders molt as they are growing. And when they molt, they leave behind basically a perfect impression of their legs. So they pull their little legs out of their exoskeleton because they have outgrown it. And then they leave it behind. Well, if a spider's living in one area for a while... They molt, especially when they're young, they molt like once a month. And so it could have a bunch of little spider exoskeletons. And I'm serious, like if you've seen an exoskeleton of a spider, it just looks like legs. It doesn't look like an actual spider. It just looks like legs because the spidery like part that the spider gets out of when it breaks open the its back, basically.
Yeah.
It just disintegrates that part of the body. So it looks like legs. So
that is so cool.
And if you want to go even further, there is a it's a cobweb spider, and I remembered this from my grandmother's house when I was very young. They are kind of like semi-social. Like they do have like multiple spiders to like a web kind of thing, or like to like a big old area. They tend to kind of coexist, and it's weird, but it's like that's just kind of their thing.
Yeah.
And so if you had a bunch of little cobweb spiders that were living in there and they were all molting and shedding their leg exoskeletons, well, there you go. That's how you get a bunch of leftover legs.
They're legsoskeletons.
They're legsoskeletons. Yes,
okay. Indeed. Yeah, that's extremely possible, because I'm looking up cobweb spider and I mean those legs aren't far off.
Mm-hmm.
How it could have looked. Ooh. That's a great theory.
Thank you.
I believe. Okay, now I want to see that molted. Is it still called like molting? Molting spiders?
Yeah, molting.
Okay. That could totally have been it. I buy it. I buy your theory.
Thank you.
Of spider theories. Sold!
Yes. I was about to say, that will be one penny, because. It's a penny for my thoughts, and that was my thoughts.
Love it. Brilliant.
So that's for you, Maddie, and also for the commenter Lockwee, who said, waiting for someone to come up with an explanation. I love spiders, but this is so gross. But to be fair, I think any legs not attached to a body found unexpectedly in your bed is extremely unsettling, regardless of which species it came from. Agreed.
Correct. Yeah.
Completely agreed.
Yeah.
And thank you. For that horrifying mental picture.
And I have lived with that. And when I tell you, I shake out everything before it touches my body now because of that. I shake out socks, pants. I make Mackenzie shake out. Like, if I go to someone's house, I'll shake out their bed before I get in. To this day, I've been traumatized.
Understandably
spider
so.
Spider therapist.
There is a, I can't remember which relative. A relative on my mom's side, because my mom is the one who has always told me to do this. She's like, before you ever put a shoe on, you shake it out because there could be a scorpion in there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have scorpions in this part of Texas, but that's okay. I still do.
Your mom did, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Or yeah. I mean, she hasn't always lived in here, so that's probably why. But I still do it just in case, because you never know.
So this part of Texas does a little bit. Not as much now. Yeah, it's weird. Not as bad now, but I don't think I've told you this before. When my, the only current living grandfather, who we call Papa, was little, their whole family has like been on the same land for 110 years kind of thing. So it's like still the same area when he was little as now. But he, you know, would take off his jeans, throw them on the floor, and, you know, they were farmers, so just, like, put on the same pair the next day and stuff to go do what he had to do. And he did that, and when he put them on, there was scorpion in the pant leg. And if you don't know about scorpions, folks, they do not sting just once. They sting over and over and over again. So it was just, like, running up and down his pants, stinging him over and over and over.
My goodness.
I think he had to go to the hospital for it. It was that bad.
Oh, no thanks.
Yeah, that haunted me. And so, yeah, now I'm also afraid of scorpions. I'm not a huge, like, afraid of bugs person. Like, generally, I think bugs are really cool. But spiders and pointy things, I don't love.
Wasps and yellow jackets for me.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Like, I just, no thanks. Yeah. At least bees have the decency to die if they sting you.
Yeah, and you know it's like a one and done.
Right, but the other ones, I actually don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they can sting again, but I'm honestly.
I know yellow jackets can, sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about wasps. I don't know. I also don't like that those are moody. Like, they're unpredictable. A lot of bugs, you kind of know why you're getting bit or stung. But wasps, no. Yellow jackets, no. They're just like, I'm mad today. You're in my vicinity.
Yeah, like that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
If you out there have any horrible, terrible bug stories that you would like to share, or horrible, terrible bug theories that you'd like to share, please do let us know, because we love hearing from you. And do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Goodbye.
Bye.